Riptide by Stella Rimmington. Read by Julia Barry.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Liz Carlyle looked at her watch. The French Minister of the Interior was in full flow, expatiating on the new security threats facing Europe. From where Liz sat, in the back row of the seat set out in the library of the Institute for Strategic Studies in Whitehall, she could survey the whole room. At the front, French and English officials, senior policemen and military officers sat alongside journalists who were eagerly scribbling on their pads. At the back, assorted French and British spooks were grouped, well out of sight of the TV cameras. For this Friday morning was the press conference concluding the previous day's Anglo-French Ministerial Security Summit. Liz's last posting in Northern Ireland had led to a close involvement with the French security services, and now, back in counter-terrorism, she had special responsibility for joint operations with the French. Next to her, Isabel Florian, her colleague from the DCRI, MI5's French counterpart, was shifting in her seat, looking worried that she'd missed her Eurostar back to Paris. Liz liked Isabel, a businesslike woman in her 40s with a careworn face and a good sense of humour. Not at all the chic Parisienne that Liz had expected and rather dreaded. When they'd first met, they'd been able to speak to one another only through an interpreter.